players, two things that I said that I would look at if I'm LSU moving forward. You got to be able to develop players. Everyone can win with their top players. But you know what happens? Injuries. Breakups. They have bad days. How do you develop your players and how do you relate to them? That's a very key thing to today's kids. Hour two in the books. Coming up next, Sean Fox from North Louisiana. He covered Teresa Witherspoon as a head coach at Louisiana Tech. His thoughts on that as well. When we come back on the Sports Hangover in ESPN New Orleans.
If you're gonna see the morning sun on the path to Google Run.
Heard you're buying a car. I brought my calculator.
Dad, I already used Capital One Auto Navigator. I found my car online and got pre-qualified instantly. Instead of all that.
You know those things impact your credit score.
Didn't impact my credit score, Dad. Now I'm going to the dealership for a test drive and to make the purchase.
Sounds too easy.
No, it's just easy. Capital One. What's in your wallet?
Terms and conditions apply. Find out more at CapitalOne.com/AutoNavigator.
The football season is always exciting. Coaches getting hired, players getting traded, free agents moving to new cities. If you want to hire people that you're really excited about, team up with ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter's matching technology finds people with the right experience for your job and actively invites them to apply. No wonder 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. To try ZipRecruiter for free, go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/max. Once again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/max. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
Most of my family, they never graduated high school or even let alone go to college, so I'm trying to break that barrier.
My daughter Brooklyn was also a motivation for me to go back to school.
Every day after work, went straight to school, studied hard, and it paid off.
At age 26, Kareem finished his high school diploma.
I could not have done it alone.
I feel like if I didn't have anyone to push me, I wouldn't even bother to do it. I got one milestone down the drain, and now I got to work on the next.
I see the future is really bright for me.
I feel like it doesn't matter the age, as long as you go back and get it done. The high school diploma is just added to the confidence, and now I feel unstoppable.
No one gets a diploma alone. You have more support than you realize. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
You're listening to ESPN 100.3 FM, KLRZ, La Rose, New Orleans, and the River Region.
It's the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Hello, sports fans.
Well, hello there.
Local sports, national sports. The GCAT has got you covered.
Oh, you made a wise choice, my friend.
Time to tee it up and let it fly. It's the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Check it out, Jordan.
Jordan Kleber, he got a ball, winning an award. Latest news in the NBA, who would that be, sir?
LaMelo Ball has been voted the NBA's Rookie of the Year.
Yeah,
more
nice.
News.
Uh-oh, yeah. Guess what day it is. Guess what day it is.
It's hump day.
Hump day! I know you can hear me. Let's just stupid.
Today's more
about
what that Camel Wednesday hump day is.
All right, I saw it on Twitter. 90% chance of development. It's depression. I don't think you'll see a storm or hurricane, but it's gonna rain on you more than likely Saturday. Unfortunately, Sunday for Father's Day. Friday you'll start getting the rain. So you got the Thursday to cut that grass, Jordan. If you want to come over and help me out on that, by the way, you sure?
No.
It's a little warm outside.
Very warm.
And happiness forever.
Chris Paul tested positive for COVID-19, even though he got vaccinated. Why can't I say that word today? Vaccinated. Back in February. Say February, Jordan.
February.
There we go. Got to use that R. 10 to 14 days in the protocols. Shams. The Athletic saying that could change, though, since he was a vaccinated player. But that would right now pretty much make him miss game one, game two of the Western Conference Finals. It starts, the Sunday, Monday, depending on if the Jazz Clippers series goes 7 games. As we know, that series, is tied up at 2-2. Utah, a 2.5-point favorite tonight, 9 o'clock on TNT. We know that Kawhi Leonard is out for at least Game 5. Right knee sprain. I saw some reports say it's an ACL injury. So you wonder just how severe that is for that team. Hawks 76ers tonight is the early game, 6:30 on TNT. Philly a 7-point favorite. So on any other day, those are huge, massive news. Today, of course, the lead, very simple. That is the fact that Stan Van Gundy and the Pelicans have mutually agreed to part ways.
Time now for The Lead. The Lead. The Lead. The Lead. Here's what's topping our headlines on the Sports Hangover.
Pelicans officially announcing it earlier this morning. David Griffin announcing in a statement as well of the move, and we've spoken to several people, and apparently not a big surprise to people that have covered the Pelicans. Perhaps the timing a couple of weeks later than the regular season ending, but David Griffin, Vice President of Basketball Operations, saying in the statement, on behalf of Mrs. Gail Benson and the Pelicans organization, I would like to thank Stan for the integrity and professionalism that he demonstrated during his time in New Orleans, as well as the commitment and work ethic he brought to our team. This was a difficult decision, as I have tremendous respect for Stan, both personally and professionally, but we agreed it is in the best interest of our team to move forward in a different direction. We wish Stan, Kim, and their family all the best in the future. You can take this however you want. David Griffin's going to speak at 3. Here's reality, though. In 2 years so far, David Griffin's about to hire his third head coach. He gave an extension to Alvin Gentry, then it was not the right guy. He hired Stan Van Gundy, still has a couple years left. We have to cut him a check to part ways. Made a couple of trades. The Anthony Davis trade, the Drew Holiday trade, the two best players that, quote-unquote, he sort of inherited. That roster that he put together this year did not work. Self-admittedly, the roster that he gave Stan Van Gundy this year wasn't the roster that he said himself probably was the best for Stan Van Gundy. You go back to May 17th, the end of the season press conference. This was Stan Van Gundy. When asked, is this job harder than he thought?
Well, I think, Scott, first of all, everything that I thought was a positive in this job turned out to be absolutely right. I mean, the young talent that was here is there. My faith in Griff and Trajan and Swin and Bryson and in their team in the front office and their ability to build a contending team. My faith in that is even stronger than it was when I took the job. Ownership, we know they've proven their ability to build a winner in pro sports. They've done it for a sustained amount of time with the Saints. And then, I talked about what a great city it is, and it is. I haven't gotten to experience part of it a whole lot because of COVID, in our time here, but we've been here before. So for all the reasons that I thought there was this great job, those turned out to be even better than I thought. It was a hard year personally because – when I took the job, we didn't know when training camp was going to start or any of that stuff. And I, had not really given a ton of thought to condensed training camp, condensed season, the COVID protocols. I mean, that stuff was really, really difficult, from a personal standpoint.
So Stan Van Gundy will have a lot more we can play here coming up here the rest of this hour. It is open other than bringing in Mr. Sean Fox from North Louisiana, I guess. Did we settle on this? Is it North Louisiana? Mid Louisiana? You're in some Port Louisiana. It's north of Baton Rouge. So I really don't pay too much attention to what's going on over there. So other than I know you're the guy of the afternoon drive for Sports Talk 97.7. How are you?
You know, I've been listening to the show all day, Gus, and nobody else gets treated like I do. It's unbelievable, the lack of respect.
Let me tell you what's unbelievable. Let me tell you what's unbelievable.
Sean, he did throw you under the bus.
Let me tell you what's unbelievable. While I'm speaking to Ben, who's trying to give us insightful information, he does tag and give you a little credit. Now, I am one of the, Jordan, you would say, I love to pat myself on the back.
Right. Yeah,
whoa, say that. That's an understatement.
Sean Fox has taken it to a whole new level. He's texting me during the interview that he gave Ben his start. You're unbelievable. You're unbelievable.
I don't get those compliments at home, Gus, so thank you.
Oh, you didn't have to blast them on air like
absolutely,
Gus.
I do. Absolutely.
No, this is what we do. This is our relationship.
You need to listen to my segment on his show on Fridays on how that goes.
It's ridiculous. I just like to make people's dreams happen, Gus. That's all I try to do.
You're actually here for an important reason, but before I get to that, I didn't take your call on Friday, did I?
No, but you were at the beach, and I just got
No. That was two Fridays ago. I was putting together my pellet grill, and my phone wasn't on me, and my watch went off. No, I did call back, and actually, I don't know if I texted you or not. I called back three times, and the phone was busy. But, yes, I was putting together my pellet grill when you called at 5, and I tried to get to it and then call you back. So I will show you my recents on my phone that I did try and call you back.
Well, you made it quite clear that you don't care what happens up here anyway, so I don't believe you. Well, you don't even know where I'm located.
Well, first off, you always call me when I'm busy. Always.
You're right. It is 5 o'clock on Friday. And it's top time.
Jordan, would you ever schedule anybody 5 o'clock on Friday?
That's the worst. You got the worst. I'm trying to take my audience in to the weekend with a great guest. That's what it is.
Yeah, no. Whiskey or two. Yeah, exactly. All right, look, the main reason I have you on, sir, obviously you've been up in there, in that area for a long, long time.
Northeast Louisiana, yes, Gus.
Okay, so we got that right. Even though Ruston is northwest Louisiana down the road, right? No, in the middle part. I keep thinking of Shreveport.
Let's just Monroe, northeast, we go 30 miles.
Yeah,
Ruston, and then you go another hour, Shreveport, west.
There we go. Well, it's been so long since you've invited me back, sir, that I forgot, where to
go. Well, kids and life happens,
I'm fully aware. There's no way I can get away for a weekend. All right, Teresa Weatherspoon, man. She's been named by several reports as a candidate, if not leading candidate, that will more than likely at least interview, right? Charles Lee, Jacques Vaughn. Charles Lee's an assistant with the Bucks. Jacques Vaughn, former head coach. Let's focus on Teresa because not only is she a Hall of Famer, gold medalist, but she coached there at La Tech and played in the state. So you probably know her a little bit better than most of us. What stands out about her to you, and what should we know from about Teresa Weatherspoon?
Okay, first of all, you've probably played some kind of her press conference and sound bites. You will run through a wall for Teresa Weatherspoon. She is an awesome interview. She is a fantastic motivator. She is one of the greatest women's basketball players of all time. I just brought up on social media today, and I guess this is how we got to where we are. I wanted to point out where I'm seeing all these people on social media going, you got to hire Teresa Weatherspoon. She checks off all the boxes. This is a Grand Slam hire. And I'm like, okay, there's a lot. And I mean, there's a lot I like about Teresa Weatherspoon. But people are forgetting she did coach before. And did she have some success? Yes. But she did have some failures. In fact, she was the first coach to have a losing season in Lady Texter history. Her last two seasons, they were 14-17 and 12-20. Now, to her defense, she was also the last coach to take them to the NCAA tournament. So it came out like I'm anti-Teresa Weatherspoon. Far from it. I think as a person, she's tremendous, and there's a lot of basketball things I value about Teresa Weatherspoon. My point is, let's just pump the brakes on this is a Grand Slam hire.
One of the things that I know Fletcher tweeted about 2 hours ago that, you need to go that route. Rachel Nichols already has started the hashtag Team Spoon. And most of the reasons, Sean, that we've touched on this morning as to why it's somebody that clearly this organization is going to look at, is that organically, meaning without being asked about her, her name comes up specifically when it's Zion, Brandon, Kyra, some of these younger players, Jackson, specifically talk about what Coach Witherspoon has been preaching, teaching, and trying to get out of some of these players. So, to your point, she seems to be able to connect with these players. And I guess, look, first and foremost, hopefully we're at the point where we're talking about her as a coach. But look, it is something that's brought up by a call earlier today. Do you think today's NBA players are ready to accept a female to be the head coach of a men's basketball team? I do.
Yeah. I think in 2021 we are, and it's going to happen sooner than later, whether it's Becky Hammon or Teresa Witherspoon. One of them will be a good basketball, be a head basketball coach in the NBA. Let me go back to Spoon and maybe where things started to fail in Ruston was, I think 75% of it was probably recruiting. She didn't recruit at a very high, what you would expect, what the expectations were for Lady Texters at a high clip. However, the positive is in the NBA, it's about relationships and she wouldn't have to recruit. So we are talking apples and oranges when it comes to you don't have to recruit, you do have to recruit. And Gus, you know, you and I are both wrestling guys. I'm a Stone Cold Steve Austin for you right here. Let's cut to the bottom line.
Here we go. Did you just kick? Is this before you grab me by the head?
I'm doing it right now before I give you the two-finger salute. Okay. At this point of this franchise, it doesn't matter. Brandon, great. Jackson, great. Kyra, great. I don't give a damn about what they want. I care what one guy wants. What the hell does Zion want? Because that's all you need to ask. You need to do whatever it takes to keep that guy in a Pelicans uniform as long as possible. I am sick and tired of watching these playoffs this year and watching a franchise cornerstone, CP3, get his team to the finals. The other one, AD, get to a championship last year. Both forced their way out of New Orleans, and probably justifiably so. I've been saying, and you and I have talked about this on my show, I hate that we're already talking about Zion going elsewhere. Well, you know what? Ding dong, clock's ticking. This is this third coach in his third year and no playoff appearances. You know, we could blame the coaches, and I think, you know, probably should in some instances with Stan Van Gundy. But at some point, we've got to turn it on David Griffin.
100%.
This is strike two. Yeah. This is strike two. You get to strike three, the ramifications could be drastic. You need to do whatever it takes to keep that guy, number one, happy. So it doesn't matter. Teresa Witherspoon, Mike D'Antoni, Pat Riley, Phil Jackson, whoever he wants, that's the guy I'm moving mountains for to go get.
100%.
All girls.
Yeah, 100%. It comes down to that. And what's unfortunate about that is it's not just the coach. You got to have the right players. I mean, the roster construction hasn't been very good. I mean, you watch the postseason, Sean, and there is a chasm of intangibles and talent, I think, sometimes when you look at it. You need a new backcourt, man. You got to get shooting. You need a mentality. You need to have a roster that wants to play defense. I brought it up earlier in the show. Quinn Snyder, Monty Williams, during one of the quarter breaks recently, brought up that they're where they are because their teams wanted to play defense during that stretch or during that quarter. And that's what it is, man.
I can't be alone in this either, Gus. I want a team I don't resent. Like, I love watching Zion, but dang it, I quit watching the last 2 months of the year because I hated the team. Only because it's the only team I know that you're watching the game, you get up big, you're like, oh, crap, we're going to blow it. And I finally said, I'm not watching this team blow it anymore. You can't hurt me anymore. I'm done watching you this year. And I quit watching them. I love them. They're my team. I want to watch Zion, but I couldn't watch that crap at the end of last year.
You did. You did. Was that the Is that the Stone Cold Studies?
And there, now we're doing the beer bash.
There it is, the team. I want a team I don't resent.
I resented this team last
year.
Wow.
So you want a team you don't resent, and you want a team that, for the most part, you can do this for, right? Smoothie King Center. There it is. You know, I will say this.
I just want to be the 10th team in the playoffs. Set low expectations. You won't be disappointed.
You just want to be 10th. Sean,
look, I'm not asking to be, look, I get it. We're not going to be a championship team probably ever in basketball in the NBA. I get it. But can we at least be a playoff team every year? They're giving it away. Yeah.
I'm with you. Look, I promise you I will figure out where you're actually located. I do know that. Thank you for your banner on Twitter. I know you work at Sports Talk 97.7.
By the way, there was a time where you did find a way here, and we had Gustav Palooza, and it was epic.
Well, you know, there was always I wanted Cougar Palooza to happen, and it never did.
Well, if we did, if we pulled off that again, it'd be divorces all around, and I don't need that.
Sounds like a divorce.
I didn't say we needed it again, not at least officially. We could
now it's like Daddy Palooza. Yeah.
Well, that's a completely different remote.
Yes, it is.
At Fox 4 Sports Talk's the way to follow. Go give him a follow. He's a good friend of mine, and always, sir. Look, the next time there's actually a wrestling show in one of these arenas, we got a concert that was announced, so it's starting to come back. When it happens, let's go check it out together, huh?
I am 65% in.
Okay.
I'll bring the vodka.
Notice your drive's a lot longer than mine, which is why I invited you.
No, notice I didn't invite you up here to watch it appear because, as you put, nothing happened in North Monroe. Might as well just say it.
Do y'all even have like anything larger than a high school gym over there? I mean, I don't.
Oh, come
I don't
on.
I'm just being honest. I mean, we have arenas and stadiums. I mean,
I hate you.
Okay. Talk to you Friday.
To the top.
I might answer this time, I promise.
To the top.
There he goes, Sean Fox. Tech and Southern Miss, Jordan, have a bit of a rivalry.
Yeah.
In case you didn't
just
notice.
Just a little bit.
Open phone lines the rest of the way. We are your home for Pelicans basketball. ESPN New Orleans.
Clay Young here with John Conroy, the founder and owner of PestOp, your do-it-yourself pest control solution. Got a question for you, John.
Mm-hmm.
How do you control fleas?
Oh, that's a great question. I'm going to give you a secret.
Okay.
If I gave you something to treat the inside that killed the adults, the pre-adult stage, in 24 hours you'd think I was a hero.
That's right.
And in 5 to 7 days you'd think I was a goat.
Okay.
Because you got to retreat. People forget about the pupa stage. They are protected in that stage. They'll survive a nuclear holocaust.
Wow.
So I'm just telling you, it's going to take several treatments to get rid of them, whether you're treating the inside or outside.
I have watched you educate so many people on using your product. Tell us now where we can get it.
In Metairie, we're located at 3512 Severn Avenue next to the Pepper Mill. On the North Shore, we're at 1417 North Highway 190. That's in the same shopping center as Sherwin-Williams and Villery Florist. And on the West Bank, we're on the Palco just past the Harvey Bridge.
Because at Pest Stop,
we can help you with that.
Oh, yeah, where else can you go and you just feel like this is the place I need to buy my new vehicle? Golden Motors, your Chevy, Buick, and nearly new pre-owned in any make or model dealership. For 65-plus years, we've been serving Lafourche, Terrebonne, and surrounding parishes. We want you to be satisfied, and that's why Process Priority is our slogan. Golden Motors is like no other dealership. We take pride in doing everything we can to help our customers. Definitely worth the drive down to Golden Motors. Visit us 24 hours a day at goldenmotors.com or call us at 985-325-1000. Chevy, find new roads.
Avenue Wine and Spirits has one of the largest and most diverse wine and spirit selections in the city. At 2025 St. Charles Avenue, Avenue Wine and Spirits has some of the rarest bourbons, wines, and Japanese whiskeys, like 18-year-old Yamasaki. Avenue Wine and Spirits sells wine by the glass, and they've got free delivery for orders over $20. Dial 504-522-3864. Never show up empty-handed to a watch party again. Avenue Wine and Spirits, 2025 St. Charles Avenue.
Adventure, intrigue, mystery, romance.
It's a storm of entertainment that brings down the house.
Now, back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill on ESPN 100.3 FM and ESPN 1003.com.
800-998-1003 is the number to call. You can tweet us at ESPN Radio NOLA. Very simple question of the day, Jordan, and it is...
Yeah, so with the recent news this morning of Stan Van Gundy and the New Orleans Pelicans parting ways, what are your thoughts on the Pelicans doing this? And also, who do you want to see as the Pelicans' next head coach? You could comment at ESPN Radio NOLA over on Twitter or call in 800-998-1003.
So we played a little bit earlier some of the sound bites from different players, of course, earlier in the season and what it was like to play under Stan Van Gundy in year number one and things of that nature. When it came to Zion, it was more about the frustration of it. Again, Scott Kushner writing on NOLA.com, he didn't ask for the ouster, but he was becoming increasingly frustrated with the losing. and losing ways and things of that nature. You remember at the end of the year, he was asked about David Griffin's three fundamentals that this organization needed to get in the offseason. Do you remember those? Basketball IQ, toughness, shooting. Zion was asked about those three fundamentals, and I said at the time when I heard his response, I'm like, yeah, I mean, duh. You need that to win games. It's the end of the soundbite that I thought was interesting.
I mean, yeah. I mean, I think those three things would help, but I don't think those are the only three things. I think there are definitely some other aspects as a team, you know, and with the coaches and everything. I think there's something. There are other things we can focus on to be better, but you know, those three things are a part of it.
So he mentioned coaching there, and I thought that was interesting. A lot was made about the questions that Will Guillory asked all the players. We'll have Will on tomorrow, in which he asked all the players, hey, you know what, how was it under Stan Van Gundy? And this is the starting lineup, essentially, responses. Steven Adams.
Yeah, dude, Yeah, just like any other coach change, man. It's just like just getting used to just different coaching, right? So, yeah, dude. It's just like a normal coach change, I think. Different system. As a whole, it's a weird year, bro. Like, it's with everything, dude. Like, there's a lot of adjustments that need to be had outside of even that stuff, right? So, that's always going to be the X factor for this year. For everyone, right? How much did this play into this part? Blah blah blah. Not saying that that's part of the performance thing. We still should have won. Just saying. I'm not trying to make an excuse. Just putting a flag there. Bring your attention.
Hey, look, I think as you continue to hear, there was definitely some adjusting to his style, perhaps. Jordan, we had heard throughout the season. You know, he tends to be the old school, like actually practice, studying things ancient. We'll play the Ingram bite here coming up a little bit. But you heard Steven say that. At the same time, we should have won games. I mean, we can say all we want about coaches. And I said at the time, I wasn't completely defending or, you know, putting the blame off of Stan Van Gundy. But, I mean, you got to pay attention in the huddle. You got to be able to, okay, get the ball across the half-court line and have somebody, including him, realize you have a timeout and call it if you can't. You have to be able to throw the ball inbound without your guard falling all over himself. The players need to take some responsibility on this and also the man that put the roster together. It was an abject failure. There's no other way to look at it. 3 p.m., David Griffin's going to speak. I'm interested in how he starts. He has arguably the best of anybody in 19 years that has been in charge of putting together a basketball team in terms of support, finances, interest. He's about to hire his third coach. With a player that everybody has their eyes on. For more reasons than one. Coveting. Enjoying. Hoping for. He's got a lot to ride on here. As David Grubbs said last hour, pretty on the money. When I say, well, what message can he give Pels fans and why should I have faith and confidence? He said, right now, you gotta prove to me that I should have confidence in you. Coach is always the easiest thing to do. This team needs roster help. And then their star players have got to take it to that next level. Brandon Ingram has got to learn what the word defense means, period. He's got to invest into wanting to be a better defender. Can he score? We've seen him do that. Zion Williamson, as remarkable as a start as he's had to his NBA career, he's got a ways to go. If he wants to be to the level of some of the guys we're watching in the playoffs right now. Mentally, physically, I still think he needs to drop 20 to get up in the air. There's no reason that man should be the number one player blocked in the NBA. I didn't make that stat up. Like, that's impossible for me to understand. He led the team in blocks. What did they have, 19? Nobody blocked shots with the Pelicans. They played one game against Memphis. What did they have, 12? Remember the last time they played the Grizzlies? They had like a record, seriously. I mean, they had like double-digit blocks against the Pelicans. I know they're tall and all that. Point is, it's if you want to win at that level, you have to play defense. Stan Van Gundy was brought in to do that. He's known for that. Why are they worse than they were for Gentry? Because you gave him a roster of players that don't do it. You drafted and you put together young players that the media and fans are like, you know what? They kind of show a little more promise than the veterans you're actually paying. So how much is it was business decisions as opposed to what you should be doing? I don't know how much of this conversation over the last several weeks per the reporting of Woj and Lopez was this had been several weeks in the works. This wasn't an overnight decision. How much of that was Stan going, you know what? I wanted to play so-and-so. And you know what? You told me no. And if I'm not going to have the input in, and Lopez said it, that the new coach is going to have to coach with David Griffin's hands on it. He's a hands-on guy. Directives to do this, to do that, to use this, to use that. Not every coach can handle that. Now, that makes perfect sense when it doesn't make sense. Because we would come in and do shows nights after games, and we're like, that doesn't make any sense. As in, player doesn't pay attention, why is he playing the next game? As in, your backcourt literally goes 2-for-17, and the guys that come in off the bench, while young, can shoot, but don't play. Again, now that makes sense. Was it directives? Was it understandings? Was it, these are the players you're playing? And if that's the case, then does that guy go, man, this is not the right fit for me then? If I have players where I tell them this is what you have to do and they go, nah, they bristle at it, well, then maybe this is not for me. Much has been made about the Brandon Ingram relationship. Was it strained? Let me tell you something. If it's strained because your coach is trying to get you to watch film, do certain things that are going to help you be a better player, and then you actually tell me later on in the season, all of this was to make me better and I understand it now, but you believe that's bristling? Good luck trying to find somebody that's not. Because that flies if you, you know, make a shot or two in the fourth quarter. That flies if you defend somebody. But when you struggle in those two areas, Brandon, it's hard for me to then say it's all on Stan. I mean, again, I'm not taking anything out of context here. This was Brandon Ingram's words on the 17th on his relationship with Stan Van Gundy.
You know, it's okay. This is our first year together. He has a different coaching style than I'm usually seeing for most, but I was able to learn a lot of things from him this year and learning what he's all about. And I think he's all about winning. He has a different message than everybody else, and he breaks down pretty much every detail of it. But it's all about winning, and our relationship will be even better because of this year of what we went through with COVID. I don't know if we'll have another year like this. What we went through with COVID and how he tried to get all his information in to make us a better team. Our communication will be. Will be really, really good for the good of our team next year.
I promise I practice good hygiene. I didn't hear a bite of bleep. I didn't hear and see D'Angelo Russell referencing Byron Scott yesterday as an idiot.
Yes.
That sounded like a young player understanding and realizing. Like, he actually says the words, he made me better. So I think too much is being made of the strained and bruised. Because that didn't sound strained. It sounded like, you know, it took a bit to get. You think that's strained? The guy says, I understood and you're making me better.
How much of that is doing it for, like.
You think he's just doing
just
that
putting
to
putting on a show?
Or you, you know how you can answer that if you aren't strained? Yeah, it is what it is.
No, because then you there's some tension there. Doesn't seem like there's any tension, but there still can
but
be.
But by definition, if I have a strained relationship, I'm not going as long as he did. You understand what I'm saying? If you and I aren't getting along, and the second you get in the room, people ask me, so how's Jordan Kleber? If I don't care for you, you think I'm going to speak 54 seconds? Well, you know, I mean, you work sometimes, things work sometimes, they don't. He was very detailed, specifically, on things that maybe took some accustomed time to get used to and learn. He specifically said about video. He specifically said about breaking down things. He specifically said about making me a better person. He's about winning. So he spoke about his motivation. He specifically said 7 to 8 things. So that's why I'm not completely buying this.
What about with Zion saying after he said, well, those three things are.
And then he brought up coaching again, which is why I bring up. I think players, there's one truth to this as we go to break, as I'm late. There's one truth to this, okay? If you've ever played at any level, playground, high school, collegiately, semi-pro, or pro, you can't BS a player on whether or not that player plays or not. And he can play. From the littlest level when, oh, he's only playing because what do you hear? Because he's the coach's son. Okay? When you know a player can't play and he's not helping you, that's how you lose a locker room. I think what Zion was referencing a lot more than just X's and O's and things of that nature, which can be. I think a lot of that had to do with, you know what? A lot of times we have people, because he has said it. There's some players on this team that don't play the right way. And if your coach doesn't bench them, maybe that's what he's referencing. Sports Hangover on ESPN New Orleans next. You're holding back. She said, shut up and dance with me. This woman is my destiny. She said, ooh, ooh, shut up and dance. Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today? Of course we can help you find the right oil for your next change. We've got what your car's engine needs. Right now you can get 5 quarts of Pennzoil High Mileage Motor Oil and an STP oil filter for just $28.99. And you can get it all fast your way. Just order online with our free same-day store pickup or next-day delivery. Getting your job done just got easier. Restrictions apply.
Get
in the zone,
AutoZone. Get Dad the perfect gift now at Macy's Father's Day Sale with an extra 25% off his favorite designers with your coupon or Macy's card. That's on top of already great deals for him, like swim from Club Room starting at $9.99 and his new favorite jeans just $19.99, or shop specials like 50% off Bulova watches. Plus, get your gifts even faster with same-day delivery powered by DoorDash. Now at Macy's. Savings off regular sale and clearance prices. Exclusions apply.
Recent data shows that out of all female-owned businesses, it's estimated that 1 in 3 is owned by a mom. CEO and founder Talia Goldstein is one such mompreneur. She needs to hire several matchmakers a month for her personalized matchmaking company, so she uses ZipRecruiter to find the right people for her job quickly. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. And right now you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/max. That's ZipRecruiter.com/max. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
In the Army National Guard, family means everything.
Our parents, they were really supportive that all 5 of us would join. I got my education because of the Guard. I got to travel a little bit and experience a whole different culture. It helped me get my job, helped me pay for my house.
Serving part-time in the Army National Guard instills pride that you and your family will share. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Louisiana Army National Guard. Aired by the Louisiana Association of Broadcasters and this station.
How can we be excited about a show where we just talk?
Talk sports.
That's how they talk in the major league.
Now back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengau.
800-998-1003. At ESPN Radio NOLA on Twitter as well. Some comments from folks here as well. Bruh. On Twitter.
Bruh.
Yeah. B-R-U-H. CP3 has to sit out, but LeBron can go out no fine. Doesn't have to sit out. CP3 is also vaccinated. NBA sucks.
That's a good point.
I mean, LeBron should have been fined or something. I get it, right? In your world, though, you know, your name matters, right? Just like Jokic should have been tossed because he's the MVP. LeBron is LeBron, so he can do what he wants. Mm-hmm. One did get COVID, one didn't, though. I mean, that is a difference.
Joseph over on Twitter. I wouldn't mind seeing Teaspoon Players speak highly of her, and word is she is intense. Why not? Nothing else is working.
Mm-hmm. Wow. I'll play again the little 2-minute, 7-second snippet that was posted from her story about her journey back in May. One more, though, on Twitter. Real estate mogul. Did you see his tweet? Or her
yes,
tweet?
I did see that tweet.
Stan Van Gondy. Wow.
Wow. He's also saying that maybe Coach K, I wanted to bring that up.
Do you know God tweeted, huh?
God tweeted?
Well, no, actually, no. It's Call God. Call God with a phone emoji on Twitter. Yeah. At ESPN Radio NOLA. Van Gundy started Bledsoe all year. That alone is a fireable offense.
A lot of people were saying that. A lot of nicknames for Eric Bledsoe. Ones that cannot be repeated on air.
You say nicknames are more like adjectives, to be honest.
Adjectives.
With you, so. Okay. Steve on Twitter says, not sure is a great pool right now out there. We need someone to take us to the promised land. Not sure it is just one person. SVG was the one to get us into the playoffs. The next coach would have taken us to the championship. The nominations from Steve, Jason Kidd, or Teresa Witherspoon, I don't know.
Jason Kidd, why?
He was talked about.
He's talked about every time.
I know.
He's talked about, hey, new coaching jobs opening up in Charlotte. Jason Kidd is one of the potential hires. I mean, everywhere that there's a coaching open, Jason Kidd's always involved.
I'm going to go on a limb here and say you're not a Jason Kidd fan.
No.
Okay. I would be on your side based off of the Milwaukee experience. I mean, again, players and everybody, it just was not a positive thing.
Giannis sucked. As soon as he left, Giannis was great.
Wow.
Okay. He's a different player when Jason Kidd was the head coach.
What if he can turn Bledsoe into Steph Curry?
Yeah, what if?
Yeah, exactly. Stop it. Be nice. So Teresa Witherspoon back in May was talking about her journey. If you want to get it, and look, remember earlier in the season, Zion mentioned her specifically in certain areas of his game that's improved, game management, late moments, trying to take the step back three, like the jumper, the baseline jumper, things of that nature. And he credited her. And believe me, we were not alone. After that soundbite, everybody tried to get Coach Witherspoon on, and she was not allowed to go on anywhere else. It was an organizational thing. Like none of the
for one reason or another.
Well, no, but the point is, like, yeah, the organization exactly was getting a ton of requests. Mm-hmm. It wasn't just us. We did try. Because, as Fletcher tweeted, organically, a lot of players throughout the season was bringing her name up.
Right.
Whether it's advice, whether it's things to do on the court, coaching points. And we're all like, that's why we're like, dude, let's get Coach Witherspoon on. Apparently she's doing something. I mean, because Zion was openly saying, oh, I'm crediting her. Jackson, I'm crediting her. Alonzo, I'm crediting her. She loves Kyra Lewis. Like, Kyra Lewis, like, I love Coach Spoon. I mean, like, so she has a connection with this team. I'll go to General D in a quick second, but this is Coach Spoon back in May.
Of that, but this is what happened to me, and I go home and I share this with my family. My family said to me, you can become whatever you desire to become. Know your value. I get a chance to play on the 1988 Olympic team. Now, I've been told as an eighth grader I would never be great playing this game. I get a chance to play on the 1988 Olympic team, and then I'm playing. We're in Seoul, South Korea. I never forget it. Seoul, South Korea, and we get back, we win the gold medal, and I'm on the stand. I'm like, oh God, I'm the youngest. I'm like, woohoo, this is awesome. But everybody else is crying. I'm on the stand. I'm like, yes, 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 I'm getting the medal. I get the medal. We get home. I said, Ma, I know I told you everything that I do in this game, that it is yours, but I need this medal for 1 second. I need this for 1 second, Ma. Remember, I'm from a place of 882 people. I don't need a car. I don't need a bicycle, nothing to get to your house. The house is right there. I can touch it. I can touch it. We're so close. So I get home. My mom said, where you going? It's after midnight. She said, where you going? I said, I'll be right back. I'm on a full-out sprint, you guys. You hear me right now. I'm on a full-out sprint. I get to this house. I'm like, boom, 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 boom. It's midnight. So nobody opens the door. I hit it again. So you know how you duck down? And you look up under the door and see if the light's going to come on. Hey, I saw the lights come on. I said, okay, they're coming to the door. come to the door. That coach that told me as an eighth grader I would never be great, I took that medal off my neck. He opened up the door. I said, bang! Only 12 of the best in the world get this. Only 12. So why did I share that with you? It's because understanding who you are, understanding your value, understanding your worth is so important. You cannot allow one person to tell you who you are and what you cannot become. If you do, you allow them to create your destiny. You can't do that. You can't. It's impossible. Know who you are and get the last laugh. Ha ha, I did.
Now, we had a caller say that they got out of that pettiness. And I'm like, you know what? When I got out of that, confidence is, and I love that. Because I need somebody like that, because that's what this team is missing. I need somebody on this team to get fed up when they're getting smoked. Or it's a 16-0 run. I need somebody to absolutely, as Michael Jordan now has become a famous meme, and I took it personally. Literally one of the greatest to have ever played, arguably the greatest. We jokingly actually use it as a meme to show confidence. When he says, I took it personally, that motivated him. That guy didn't want to lose at anything. Was it pettiness or competitiveness? I heard that from her. I'm like, that's competitive. I love that. Michael Jordan's acceptance speech still brought up the high school coach that cut him. Petty? Or a peek into what drives him? So I can see why players gravitate to her. General D, thanks for giving us a call here on the Sports Hangover. What do you got?
Thanks for having me, guys. I think what you take out of the T. Witherspoon comments right there is you have to have your why. I don't care what you're doing in life. You have to have the reason that you do it. And I think, like anything that you could hear through those comments, there was a direct reason that she was out there and had that burning desire and motivation to play. And some people will call it, you know, a burning passion. Some people call it motivation. And then also it kind of falls into leadership. I think Tarisha Witherspoon is a good voice in the locker room. I'm not really sure. I mean, I'm not saying one way or the other at this point if she should be or she should not be a head coaching candidate for the NBA. She hasn't done it yet, so it doesn't mean she can't do it, but I think we're in a critical stage as to who is going to be that person. But I think, like anything, the better the players are around you, the better the coaching can be. So in games, I think, you know, I've talked about this before on the show, is that you need to look at situational coaching. And a lot of times, assistant coaches are guys that are specialists on the defensive end, specialists on the offensive end, being able to scheme. And those should be very loud voices in the huddle for the coach. But the coach has to be a out front, leading, being the person to take all the brunt, especially in the NBA, when this is a star-driven league. So my next point is that you need to go get another star to play alongside of Zion and Brandon Ingram. And whatever it takes, you have all these assets that you've been stockpiling. It's time to put up or shut up. And, you know, Griff is on the hot seat in my mind. I think he's on the hot seat in his mind because here it is, his third coach. And he's been shuffling around. It seems as though, oh, this didn't work out for this reason or whatever. And I'll be curious to see what he says at 3:00. Mm-hmm. But the bottom line is I think you need to overhaul the roster. You need to move some players. You made some bad decisions on the focus and the vision of this organization. But we already know who the main guy is, and it's Zion. But the team needs to find out their why, as to why they're out there. And defense is about want-to, not about how-to. So if you tell me that guys that are in the league, such as a Patrick Beverley, was just a guy that, you know, he's a good basketball player, but he's not a guy that's so uber-talented that he can't get it done on the offensive end. He goes and makes it a point of his why is to play defense. This team needs to find an identity. They can score the ball in spots, but this is a critical decision they have to make. And I'm not really sure that T. Witherspoon is the head coach that they should move toward, but she definitely needs to be a voice in that locker room along with Fred Benson. But you need to go find a guy. Nate McMillan seems to be that great guy that was out there. You're not going to go get him, and you just need to make sure you find the right person. If you're able to bring in Damian Lillard, Terry Stotts might be a guy that you'd like. But you need to overhaul the roster and go get another star. And that's my comment. But thank God we've made a decision to move on. But it's got to get right. Go Pel.
He is. General D still has the confidence and the faith.
Keeping the faith.
Do you have the faith?
Keep on rolling.
That's a Billy Joel song.
Keep on rolling.
Keeping the faith. Maybe Buddy can come back with it. So Sports Hangover and Jack will come the out of the break next on ESPN New Orleans.
Time is money. Don't waste both running around looking for filters, batteries, and belts and related items. Fleet Supply Warehouse delivers. Fleet Supply offers daily scheduled delivery, including Bayou Lafourche, New Orleans, Morgan City, New Iberia, Lafayette, Thibodaux, Baton Rouge, the North Shore, plus the River Parishes too. Automotive, lawn equipment, agricultural, marine, or industrial. Fleet Supply Warehouse, 985-868-0430. Venture Boulevard, Houma.
Always on the run and short on cash? With a State Bank and Trust Company debit card, you can pay for goods and services without the need for cash in your pockets or the hassle of writing checks. Available on all consumer and commercial checking account holders. Call or stop by any State Bank and Trust location for all the details. State Bank and Trust Company. Cajun banking served just the way you like it. Member FDIC.
Easy, convenient, affordable. Lady of the Sea Family Medical Clinic in Cutoff, located directly in front of the hospital off of Highway 1 in Galliano, sees patients from 8 a.m. to 9 p.m. weekdays and 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. on weekends. Same-day appointments are available on weekdays, with no appointment necessary beginning at 5 p.m. and anytime on weekends. The added convenience of a pharmacy at the same location makes it the best choice for patients in South Lafourche. We treat you like family at Lady of the Sea.
Progressive Motorcycle presents Road Wisdom from the Motor.
Half man, half motorcycle.
You never really stop riding in your mind.
Never, never.
Unless you're thinking of something else.
Like other thoughts.
Progressive Motorcycle also presents Roadside Assistance. Progressive Motorcycle for those who were born to ride. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Got a hot take?
Everybody listen up.
Let's hear it. Call us at 800-998-1003.
Answer that phone.
Or tweet us at ESPN Radio NOLA. Now, back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
All right. I don't know how this happened so fast, but there's a lot to get into. Matt Moscone, after further review, we'll have the very latest, obviously, on the LSU coaching search. His thoughts and opinions on this here as well as Stan Van Gundy and the Pelicans agreeing to part ways mutually. Coming up now in less than 10 minutes, David Griffin will address the media.
Ooh.
3 p.m. My guess is Matt may carry it, may, you know, very least play something or at least tell you what is going on in that. I am very interested in hearing
what David Griffin has to say.
Yeah.
I think this is going to speak volumes.
You do.
To Griffin, David Griffin, and just the rest of his tenure here. I'm not sugarcoating it at all, and I know that's a very powerful statement. But
well, no, because I don't think it's being. We deal with facts.
Yeah.
Okay. We're not hot take McGee. We deal with facts. You've been here 2 years. This is your third head coach. Right.
Right.
You've developed two rosters, and as David Grubb said,
guys.
Both years. You had expanded playoffs and you failed to make it. You have one of the best players in the NBA, a budding star. I'm holding back superstar because there's some things you have to be a superstar. Carry teams. Take over. Think that's to me what a superstar is. He's a star. He's a budding one, which means I think you'll be better. You have all the resources you want. Clearly. Most organizations, probably management would be like, Stan's coming back. I'm not cutting another check. I still owe Alvin. So you've made trades. Look, the last caller said you're on the clock. I mean, it's no other way to look at it. That's not being disrespectful. He'd be the first one to tell you if he's going to be honest. If you hold people accountable, you have to hold yourself accountable. The rosters you put together, the staffs that you put together haven't worked. And the clock is ticking. Jack, what you got, sir?
Hey, guys.
Hey, man.
I think there's a
there's a positive way to look at this, and, of course, there's a lot of negative ways to look at this. The positive way to look at this is that when Magic came into the league, he got Westhead fired, and they went on and got Pat Riley. And then, of course, when Michael came in, they got rid of Doug Collins and went on to Phil. So if Zion got two coaches fired, does that mean he'll be twice as good?
I don't think Zion got that.
Okay.
Fired.
I mean, probably not. Yeah. I know.
Wishful thinking.
By the way, the Mavericks and GM Donnie Nelson have agreed to mutually part ways. And the only reason that is interesting was because, remember, there was an article that came out with The Athletic that said there was some internal strife and turmoil between a top advisor for the Mavericks and Luka Doncic. Mark Cuban, the owner, came out and tweeted complete BS using the words bull, you know what. And now a day later, Donnie Nelson is no longer the GM. So
and
what do
you
think?
A little bit of controversy with Mark Cuban saying that it's not always the best decision to, you know, get a new coach, and maybe he wanted to go a different way with the coach, and they kind
Carlisle?
Of
Carlisle? No.
Maybe they were butting heads a little bit.
I don't know. So go ahead, Jack. Sorry, just wanted to bring that up as well.
Nah, I wish he'd fire Carlisle so he could come here. That'd be great. But look, I don't think David Griffin's on the clock. I think he's in the middle of a frying pan, and I'm just throwing butter in. I mean, he's got to get it done. I mean, like many people have said, anybody could have drafted Zion. You know, I think the three of us could have come up with that conclusion. Okay, and then you know, the trades that he's made, and like somebody brought up, you know, we're probably going to be the loser in the Drew Bledsoe trade. It might actually cost us stuff to get rid of Bledsoe. You know, because we're going to have to – I mean, the only way they're going to be able to get rid of Bledsoe is they add one of those picks that we got. I don't know exactly which pick it's going to take, but because, I mean, can y'all see anybody just taking Bledsoe as is? We're going to have to add something to that, right?
Yeah, he is under contract for next season, yes.
Yeah, so I mean, nobody's just going to take him off our hands unless we add something to that. You know, in terms of a draft pick or
hopefully they
a
just
player
forget.
Or something. Something
hopefully they just forget everything that happened last season and just judge him off of what he did in Milwaukee.
We have a caller that, you know, is willing to send him to the Packers for Aaron Rodgers to take him to the next level. I mean, we've had some very interesting, suggestions for say. But look, Jack, I think that's the thing that I'm interested here now, 5 minutes away from David Griffin. I hate to constantly say it like that, you know.